Jam tak obyskują cię w zakręt spać.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good evening. The time run about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting, of course, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here is John Lee playing Down at the Depot. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Went to the depot, gal, I looked up on the pole. Said I went to the depot, baby, now I looked up on the pole. Couldn't see no train, couldn't hear no whistle blow. That conduct on, gal, let me ride it blind. Said I had to conduct on, gal, let me ride it blind. He said, better get you a ticket, cause you know this train ain't mine. Well, I told him then, got no money, Lord, my baby's on the train. I ain't got no money, Lord, my baby's on the train. He said, well, how you going? I said, well, hobo to ride and ride it just the same. Two little children and one little pitiful wife. I'm gonna sing this song, I ain't gonna sing no more. I'm gonna sing this song, baby, I ain't gonna sing no more.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:04 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues for roughly the last 4 minutes here on 90.3 CKUT FM. That last track you just heard was Down at the Depot by John Lee. Not related to John Lee Hooker, but still a fantastic blues musician all the same, and perhaps some very fine slide guitar playing there. Now, before I start off this program, I want to just give you all an apology for the last few weeks of reruns. I don't know about you folks, especially if you're a student out there, you can definitely relate. I've been kind of in the throes of finishing up all my remaining assignments here at McGill before I graduate. And now that I've done all my assignments, I've graduated McGill, and here we are back on the air making awesome radio and getting those awesome blues tunes to you. But so I wanted to apologize, though. I know you guys don't really, I don't know if you guys like the reruns or not, but they were there on the air all the same. But here's some new content for you. And you know what that also means, though? There's an upside. There's a good upshot to all this. It means that I've got a book here full of weeks and weeks and weeks of radio content to play for your awesome ears. So stay tuned, because the next episodes are going to be hyped. Now, to get tonight's program started off, as I always like to make a mention here on the show, the relationship between the blues and country music is a murky one. You know, genealogically, you know, going back into the history of American music is a bit hard to see, you know, just when they kind of split apart. But especially as two genres that kind of come out of a, you know, working class kind of tradition, a music tradition, and often, more often than not, played by both people of color and white folks alike. So, in that kind of spirit, I wanted to play for you some country music that kind of, that is strictly country music with a blues edge kind of feel to it, or country musicians playing blues music, just to illustrate just how close this link is between these, now, I guess, two distinct genres. Now, coming up, to start off this kind of country music and blues kind of set, I got one of our CKUT's own, I'd like to say, character that he developed. In starting 1925, this kind of character, Hezekiah Proctor, is a kind of, drifter, I want to say, but he plays in like medicine shows in vaudeville, and you know, kind of becoming a legend of early string band kind of music. You know, he would probably frequent a lot of those medicine shows where early blues musicians also played as well. So the kind of story goes, at least the fictional story that is that he is a recording artist with the Victor Talking Machine Company, making money selling hillbilly quote-unquote music. And by the time of his disappearance in 1930, he had done much to find what country music is. And, you know, kind of when Lil Annie was writing this, as it says on his website, he's a little bit of Hank Williams, a little bit of Jimmy Rogers, and a little bit of Charlie Poole all rolled into one. And the tunes that Lil Annie has written for this album, and, you know, it's not just an album, too. I'd highly encourage you to check out his website. That is lilandy.net. That's LILANDY.net. And you check out his Hezekiah Proctor page. It's really funky. It's like a full, like, it's a full project, you know. It's got a little novel attached to it, and, you know, a whole backstory about who this cat is, and even the recording process. I mean, if you're a fan of, like, the history of recording, this is definitely a really neat album to check, a really neat project, because he recorded the tracks, you know, in their kind of in their country style with modern technology, but he also used what he called wire recording, you know. He specifically mentioned the type of recorder. He used a Webster Chicago wire recorder, a reel-to-reel machine that uses a single microphone to record onto a razor-thin band of steel wire. As far as they can tell, the one that they used was made in 1937. So you can hear the recordings, you know, in this kind of, in, I guess, my modern standards, in this new light, or you can listen to them as they were recorded in a kind of faux kind of way through this old kind of style recording device. You know, so it's really cool. It's really cool if you want to get that. It's a really awesome project. And he's also backed by Shisham and Lotus and Sun and the ever-loving Jug Band, which are two really fine old-time country bands that are kind of touring, and you could check those guys out on your own accord. I had the pleasure of listening to him perform this album live in Toronto and some of the tunes on it, and I gotta say, it was fan-bloody-tastic, you know. It was a real show. I took my dad for the first time to a country music show, and he was blown away. And he's not a country music fan, you know, and he really, really dug what went down. So if you really want to see a show, I highly recommend you check out Lil Andy's website. And I know there's more tour dates going to come up, so check them out and see where Hezekiah Proctor is going to play next. Now, to get back to the country music and the blues set that we're going to kick off, here he is, Hezekiah Proctor, playing Crib House Drip. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Yeah. waiting guest. So I'm waiting on that midnight train, standing out in the rain. I'm waiting for my time to come. I wish it hurry up. I know these days in this fine situation, going greater on my knees in the night. Knees in the night. Days in this fine situation, going greater on my knees in the night. Knees in the night. In the night. In the night. In the dark and lonesome night. In the night. In the night. In the dark.
Sipping that wine, drinking that mess is sure delight. Then they start fussing and fighting all night. Drinking wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. I've got the nickel if you've got the dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the field and some by the pine. When you buy sherry, you're doing things right. Drink wine, holy, holy, drink wine. Wine, bully, holy, drink wine. Wine, bully, holy, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. That mess is your delight. In the dark, fussing and fighting all night. Kicking out windows and knocking down doors. Drink a half a gallon and ask for more. Drinking wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine.
wine, wine, wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Your hair all matted and you ain't talking right. I've done nothing but love you, but all you've done's hurt me. I've done nothing but love you and all you've done hurt me. All your men, friends, and liquor have caused me misery. And if you keep on whoring, I'm gonna get my Gatling gun. If you keep on whoring, I'm gonna get my Gatling gun. I've been hurting and crying, but baby, now I'm done. Ow, baby, where'd you stay last night? Ow, baby, where'd you stay last night? You didn't come home till the sun was shining bright. Well, I tell you right now, boys, I don't take no risks. Well, I tell y'all right now, I don't take no risks. Not with this 44 special laying up and down my breast.
I hope you got all of that. I bet you did. I'm going to listen and smoke.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:21 p.m. You've been listening to, for the last 20 minutes, to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Now, in that last set, we just try to connect for you a little bit of the influences between, and rather the links between country music and the blues. And now, just to recap the last few tunes you heard in that set, three tracks ago, we heard from Charlie Crockett playing In the Night. And of course, after that was Malcolm Yelvington playing Drinking Wine Spodeyote, a real bluesy kind of tune that, you know, you can hear it down in New Orleans. It's played with a really kind of New Orleans R&B kind of sound. You can also hear it, you know, up in the Mississippi Hill Country with a real, like, dirty kind of vibe, you know, that's very much with that kind of foot stomping kind of music. But also, as you just heard from Memphis, Tennessee, it can also be taken in a country music direction. After that, from whom you just recently heard, that was Hank Williams Jr. playing the 44 Special Blues. Now, that was a brand new tune out of Dan Auerbach's Easy Eye sound label, where Hank Williams Jr. has just been announced to do a blues album. And as you know, just like his father, they both have a distinct tie-in to the blues in their country music sounds. As you all know, Hank Williams Sr. was in fact instructed on the guitar by a blues musician. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, without further ado, we kind of had a Death pass us by, which I did not get to mention due to there being reruns on the air because of my exams. So I'm now want to take the time to commemorate that passing. I'm talking about, of course, Guitar Shorty, who passed away April 20th down in L.A. in California. His birthplace is kind of dubious. Some people say it was Houston, Texas. Some people say it was Loudoun, Florida. But we all know his influence was quite big. You know, he's recorded under the Cobra label, making his first single, You Don't Treat Me Right. He's also played alongside T-Bone Walker, Big Joe Turner, and Little Richard as well. You know, he's moved on to the West Coast playing with other cats, and, you know, he was also had some familial relationships that tie him to Jimi Hendrix, and, you know, also introducing, allegedly, Hendrix to the wah-wah pedal. So as you can see, his influence is quite extensive. And as you're about to hear, his guitar playing equally infectious. So without further ado, here he is, Guitar Shorty, in commemoration of his passing on April 20th. Here he is, without further ado, playing Guitar Shorty, Shorty Jumps In, featuring Buddy Guy as well. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you.
cause there's many more women who Lord, lying around in this no good town. Hey, hoodoo is all right. In the Lord I'm playing. Hey, hoodoo is all right. In the Lord I'm playing. But they will take your woman, ooh, Lord, and put away another man.
Welcome back. The time runabout now on your dial should read 9:38 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Broadcasting to you, from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. Now, just to recap the last few tracks you heard in that set. Three tracks ago, we heard from Bobby Cadillac playing Carbolic Acid Blues. And right after that, we heard from Johnny Temple playing Hoodoo Woman. And after that, we heard from Dr. G.B. Burt playing Clock on the Wall. Coming up next, there's another blues birthday that I unfortunately missed while we were playing them reruns and I had to deal with exams. But this guy, of course, I think he's one of the most underrated Chicago slide guitar players of all time, you know. Everyone remembers Elmore James and, like, of course, J.B. Hutto and stuff. But a lot of folks do forget this cat, and he's a really, really fine, fine blues player, and particularly on the slide guitar. I'm talking about Johnny Shines, whose heavenly birthday just passed us on April 26th. He was born in Fraser, Memphis, Tennessee. Now, to get him playing, and just to give us a bit of a sampler of the greatness of his style, here he is, Johnny Shines, playing Too Wet to Plow. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was standing at my window, and I was looking out at the rain. Well, I was standing at my window, people looking out at the rain. Well, deep down in my heart, there was nothing but aching pain. It seemed like a million years since I sat down and wrote to you. Well, it seemed like a million years since I sat down and wrote to you. Sometimes I think, babe, you don't love me now. Ooh, sometimes I think, baby, you don't love me now. Sugar, let me hear you now. Let me hear you.
said, big woman. And she's sitting down in the shade. She got a book and pencil and counting days. Money in your pocket, honey, I'll fill your mouth with gold if you stay here, baby. Thank you.
Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Pop Montreal and CKT presents Nigerian-born future soul artist Wayne Snow with guest Tess Robin, Hua Lee, and DJ set by Gayance, Friday, September the 30th at 8 p.m. at Outdoor Venue, Entrepot 77 in the Mile End. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com. This is a CKT co-presentation.
Volume 5 MTL, Montreal's fifth annual art book fair and festival celebrating art and the book, bringing together the best talents from across North America and beyond. More than 50 publishers and artists will be on hand for the fair on October 1st and 2nd from 11 to 6. Free admission at the SAT 1201 Saint-Laurent. Check out the full program at volumemtl.art, featuring invited guests from the Detroit Art Book Fair, C Magazine, Le Sci, Wendy's Subway, Art Metropole, Peripheral Review, and much more. And don't miss the closing event, the launch of Flint Magazine with performances at Le Système on Sunday, October 2nd. That's Volume 5 MTL, volumemtl.art, a CKUT co-presentation.
The time on your dial should be 9:56 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last few tracks you heard in that set. Three tracks ago, we heard from KC Douglas playing Catfish Blues. And after that, we heard of a kind of funky number by the Organics, but with definitely very heavy blues undertones. That was their number, Foot Stumpin', an alternative take from the original released one. And after that, we heard a number from Etta Baker featuring Taj Mahal playing Railroad Bill. Coming up next, as I said, we've got a lot of blues birthdays to cover given my absence. So this cat, even though he's not real, I don't know if really people would call him a blues musician, like, that's the first word that pops in their head when they think of this guy. But I mean, he's definitely a musician who's very much rooted in the blues. I mean, when I mention his name, you'll know what I mean. This cat, you know, I'm not a big fan of royalty, but this is one Duke I can get behind. You know, he's made some of the most biggest, he's, of course, I think he kind of defines that whole swing era of jazz music, you know, and, you know, that whole era, that and that whole scene that kind of came out of the Cotton Club in Harlem back in, way, 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 way back in the 20s and from way, way back in the mid-20s into the 30s. And, you know, so his band featured some of the biggest jazz musicians of all time, you know, some really hip cats as well. But, of course, I'm talking about Duke Ellington, of course, a real humble guy, you know, who'd sit on his ivory keys, but also play some of the greatest jazz tunes and, you know, jazz staples that we hear today. You know, it ain't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. But as you all know, and you probably are aware, he's a cat who's very much rooted in the sounds of the blues. And as such, we want to commemorate his heavenly passing birthday today here on 90.3 CKUT FM. His birthday just passed us on April 29th. He was born in Washington, D.C. in the United States. Now, to kind of commemorate him and to kind of salute to Mr. Duke Ellington's blues roots, here he is playing Jeep's Blues live at the 1956 Newport Jazz Festival. Without further ado, here he is, Duke Ellington.